Hello, well, this is Blonde Haired Girl. I've had an incredibly intense week of work this week. Very intense. And I came home and I was a little bit down. So I've been riding a high from the last couple weeks. I had told y'all that I had finished the edits of a nonfiction novel that I'm planning to publish, and then once you edit, then you have to send it to somebody to do what's called formatting, and in the package that I purchased, along with the formatting, is the cover design. And it was quite a process. And I was remembering from using the same company before that it's not as fun of a process as I would like it to be. So you send it to them, like the cover. Okay, so you send them an idea for a cover, and then they send something back to you, and then they have 3 days to do, you know. Anyway, and then I was just so disappointed with the cover, and so I finally just said, we just have to scrap it and start over. It's not working for me at all. I just was having actually a visceral reaction to the cover that they were trying to create my image, and so we went back to the drawing board. I sent them a few photos, and then they came with something, and I ran a test with all of the important people in my life, and I got a thumbs up from all of the people in my life. They all liked it. I did get some feedback that I should have made the planet smaller, but I didn't want to do that. I listened to the other people in my life. Like the majority of people were just, they liked it as it was. So, and my daughter kept telling me, don't overthink it, because I tend to do that and talk myself out of things. And so I was completely excited. And then they had sent me back the formatted, and then I'm reading through the formatted copy, and I'm seeing errors, not on their part, but on my part. And I'm just so discouraged. I'm like, oh my God, I have to read through this entire book and make sure that there are no mistakes. I'm to a point where I'm just really kind of tired of it. I don't know that I've actually ever sat down and read this from beginning to end. I've read it. I've gone over it and over it and over it and reworked it and reworked sentences of it. And even as I'm reading it again, I'm just like, oh my God, I should have written that differently. Or I used that phrase too many times. Or, you know, I'm just going over it and over and over it. But anyway, over the weekend, I was just on this high and I was just so excited. I don't know how to say how incredibly wonderful it is to complete something. To set out to do something and actually complete it. To say you're going to do something and to do it. To start it, middle it, complete it is an accomplishment. to do something that you've always wanted to do. Always dreamed of doing, and just I can't even say what it feels like to be on the other side of that. And then I got into the week, and I got to just thinking about the book, you know, because the book really does talk about blonde-haired girls. I talk about in this book, it's everything is in about someone else, about blonde-haired girl. It's not in first person. And her or my process of trying to create a life and how to do that and just the utter, I'm not even sure what the word is, just there are just times where you just completely feel like giving up. Like just in this process and it's not moving and you just feel like giving up. And, you know, and I have given up. I mean, not given up on my dreams and not given up on my dream of writing a book or the dream generally of what I want my life to be. But I have given up over and over and over on specifics of that. And this week was no exception. I am actively trying to change and leave myself open to broader opportunities for my life. And I don't understand. I cannot begin to understand why things have, I mean, I have some understanding, but I'm talking about on the end of the fact that I do believe that we can create our reality. And so I have set out these practices to create a reality and have a specific outcome. And I don't understand why that particular outcome has not come to fruition in my life. But there's a reason for it. And so then I just need to make a choice. I need to make a choice whether I'm just going to continue on as things are, or I'm going to change. And I'm actively trying to change. And it's like every time that I try to do this, I don't know how else to word it, but it is a grief for me. It's like this process of grieving. You know, it's like grieving an outcome that I believed that I wanted, and just having to move on. And it's just, and I honestly, I just don't have time for any more tears in my life. I'm speaking somewhat metaphorically and not literally. It's like I am all out of the just, you know, being, and I am in some ways to the point of literal whatever. Like I so I was remembering that I had this thing go down in my life, and I had a breakup that it was so much more than just this person. I mean, I feel like, you know, like you say breakup and it's like this trite thing. It's like this trite thing to break up with this person. But like, really, it was like I was a marathon runner. I was a marathon runner and I was training for a marathon, and I went to the marathon and something happened at the marathon. Let's just say I had an injury, or like I wasn't able to complete the marathon, or I wasn't able to medal in the marathon. And I don't know. It was this massive, I mean, it was more than a disappointment for me. It was like I had invested myself, my resources, my heart, myself into that. And I had worked so hard on myself before I had met this person. I had recreated my life. I had worked so incredibly hard on myself. And so when that relationship crashed and burned, it was a really bad thing for me. It wasn't just a breakup, and it really, in so many ways, had nothing to do with him. It had really nothing to do with him and everything to do with me. But that summer, I remember I was at the time I was like meditating for a considerable amount of time every day. It was like one of the first things that I did in the morning. And this one particular morning, I was really in a meditation, and I was talking to God, and I did not want that ending. I don't even know what that ending was, but I can say with absolute assurance that that was not the ending that I wanted to experience. That wasn't it. And so I went through the recesses of my mind, and I was like thinking about all of these stories, you know, and movies and everything. And I was like, what ending would I have wanted? And it was the Thomas Crown Affair ending, not the first one necessarily, although I bought that one, and that is a really great movie, but it was the second one that came out in around like 2099. And it was with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. And I loved that movie. I loved the actors in it. I loved her. I loved her name. I loved the way she dressed. I loved the way she carried herself. I loved her confidence. I just adored that movie, and I loved the music, and I got the CD, and I listened to the CD quite a bit. I mean, a lot. And there was one song in it called "The Windmills of My Mind." So going back to this breakup. So I tell God, I tell God in this conversation I'm having with God about this particular ending to this love story. I said, I really want the Thomas Crown Affair. I want that beginning and ending. I want that, not what I experienced. And so it was so weird. So I don't think it was necessarily that day, but it was very soon after that I was at the farmer's market with one of my best friends, and we're going to leave, and there was no way to avoid him, like truly, because my car was parked like just a few cars, I'm walking toward my car, so I can't even avoid this guy, even if I guess I could have walked in the opposite direction, but he got out of his car with this other woman. And it wasn't even that long into our separation. I mean, I really wasn't communicating with him really that much because I had a whole hell of a lot going on, which was considerably more important than him. But, and this woman, it was so weird to see him with her because like she was not anyone that I would ever picture him with. I mean, not at all. And it was in some ways just so laughable to me. But anyway, so I get in my car and my friend and I are going to go meet at like the town square for the fairs that they have or whatever. So I pull up to the town square and I'm just kind of just standing there like with my head spinning going, I just don't even understand what is happening. And all of a sudden I hear this saxophone playing the music from the Thomas Crown Affair, The Windmills of My Mind. And I just had this overwhelming feeling that I didn't have to worry. Like, I didn't understand. I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't understand any of it, but that I just didn't have to worry about it. And I mean, like, what are the chances of that happening? I mean, like, truly, as it did. I mean, I was receiving at the time so many signs that I was hardly able to function in the world. I have not been able to accurately depict that. I have a visual that I would like to create at some point about what that was like, but there was so much that was happening that was so similar, but it was such a beautiful example of God just saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about him. And so I'm doing that again. I'm sitting here and I had this idea in my head, this whole like story in my own head, and I've acted on it. I haven't just been, you know, I mean, not to the point where I would ever, I'm not like somebody who would ever be supremely intrusive, or, you know, I would never do anything like that ever. But I have made steps to put myself in situations where there was a possibility of some kind of connection. And I've created this whole story in my head, and it has just been so beautiful, you know, and I think I'm ready to just close the door on it. I don't know what's coming for me, but I was sitting there and I was like, is it as easy as that, as me saying I want a different love story, to me saying it again, I'm done with this love story as it is going. My imagination was the best part of it. But the actuality of it is there's been no actuality. It's all been entirely in my head. And so I just got to thinking this more. I was sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so is it just as simple as we just like close a chapter, we finish a chapter, and then we open another. We open another book. We open another. We ask for a different ending, a different beginning. And you know, the interesting part for me is that this isn't the first time that I've done this, and I have. There has been no clear sign, no rhyme or reason, no nothing. I cannot make sense of this, friends. I just can't. And I really, honestly, if people try to talk to me and make sense out of this, like, or they try to, you know, if I share anything, you know, about my life in certain ways, people are always trying to give me advice. And it's like, I just cannot hear it. I can't. I can't. Because most people have no concept of what I'm trying to do. They have no concept of what my practices are. They don't know who I am. They don't know what I've been through. They don't know what I've tried. And so, and I just noticed that people are always doing that. you know, I'm just being kind of silly right now, but it's like, oh, well, when you least expect it. I mean, that is a phrase that just makes me crazy. I mean, because the way that it has been presented, and I'm just doing my own interpretation of this, is that you put in an order. So I put in an order for Free People, and then I have every intention of it coming. And so we put in an order for our desires. And then it should make its way to us, shouldn't it? But in a lot of ways, I really have gotten absolutely everything that I have asked for in this life. I really have. I absolutely have. I have had a tremendous life and had amazing experiences. And I don't know why this thing isn't, that it seems like something that I think, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's really not. And I've talked about that too. I did a podcast about Oz. You know, it's just this, you know, this elusive, follow the yellow brick road, you know, and you're to some destination, and I don't know, you know, maybe it's all the journey and there is no destination. I mean, I'm just saying. And so tonight I came home, you know, because I really do my best to be as joyful and happy as I can be at any given moment, any day, any time. But I came home this afternoon and evening, and I just have this sadness in my heart over the loss, over this, you know, now me perceiving this loss again. And not, you know, and just, I guess, just feeling it and being with it. Just feeling it, being with it, and letting it go, and just knowing that actually it's a win-win. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. I got to thinking and about the idea of love and what it really means to love someone, you know, and I usually say this in like romantic sense, but I don't even know if it's only a romantic sense, that I feel like I'm just going to speak for myself at this moment. You know, it's like the nature of love, like loving, being a person who loves by nature. But I have to put this, for this particular example, as in romantic love, but it actually really in some ways should not be any different. Romantic love, like in my mind, for some reason, and I suppose it was because I was so strongly indoctrinated in Christianity, in the Catholic Church, but Christianity in general, that of monogamy, of this sense of exclusivity. I would hope that if I were to attract like an amazing man into my life, that this person would be into monogamy the way that I'm into monogamy, but I'm not even sure why I'm into monogamy the way that I am, but I mean, okay. So, but I've asked myself this question recently, like, have I ever really loved a man? Like, I could say that I've loved men, I've loved them, but have I really loved them? Have I loved them enough to say that their happiness means more to me than anything? That I love them enough that I want them to be happy. And that happiness may not include me. And so is my love for them conditional? I'm only going to love you if you love me. And so I really am on a quest in my own life to love as unconditionally as I humanly can do. Because I don't know that as a human we do things perfectly, but that would include a person's freedom to love me or not love me, to be with me or not be with me. And so that is my quest. And it has just, you know, I just have done this soul searching, you know, because I guess that I have created this situation in my life of seemingly, or I feel like in some ways I'm not alone, but in the physical, I am entirely. I do things by myself all the time. And I really have grown to like really enjoy my own company. And like in some ways, like I don't even know what I would do. Like, would somebody else be okay with my habits? You know, I mean, I don't know. How would I include someone in my kind of hermit type of lifestyle? Like, I don't even know exactly what that would look like. But then I also, you know, partly because I had a conversation with a coworker. We were taking one of our clients to go do some things, and we had gone on a very long road trip. It was, you know, about at least 3 hours of driving and other things. You know, we got to talking about this and about, you know, and he's a Christian, you know, believing in the Bible and that we aren't meant to be alone. And so am I doing this? Have I created this on purpose so that I don't have to engage? That I don't have to engage with other people? And I can just live in my own bubble and also not be challenged. I mean, I had recently this person does this thing where he texts me like every, I don't know, on average every year. He just sends this random, you know, I was thinking about you, I guess, wondering how you are, kind of text, and it's confusing to me because I don't know what his intentions are with this, and I said like I always do, like it's like I don't, you know, but part of the reason why I cannot engage in a relationship with this person is because it is very, very, very clear. And this person has sent me every signal that they're really not the one for me. They're not consistent. They're not dependable. They're not qualities in a person that I value. It's just this swooping in and I guess friendship, what? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but every single time this person makes it very clear the same thing over and over again. And it's, and I guess I just need to block this person. And it's not whether I care about him or not, but it's like, please don't disturb my peace. Don't disturb my peace. If you want me to be happy, don't disturb my peace. Unless you are intending to come with some type of something that would actually make sense to me and mean something to me and show me that you really cared about me. Because I care about myself too much. I already know how I would be for someone else. I'm not worried about that. I know how I would be with someone else. I mean, I think about the last, when I was with this person, with the horrible breakup, I had never behaved the way that I was with him. He got the absolute best of me. The absolute best of me. I mean, I was just so for him. I was so for that guy. And I mean, just behind him. 100%. I was completely invested. I mean, I thought the world of him. I thought he was a king. I really did. So I'm not concerned about how I would be with this person, but I need somebody in my life, or desire to have somebody in my life, who would treasure that. Who would know the value of what they are getting with being with me. And I just, honestly, I just don't have the time, energy, or to like not have that in my life. And so I am doing my dangdest to do this again, this thing that I have talked about. Those of you who have been with me for a while, and you know, I don't know if you're all still the same people, maybe new people, I don't know. I really don't know who listens to these, but I'm doing that thing that I do over and over again, where I just shift directions, and I'm shifting directions and focusing on my career and focusing on what other opportunities there are for me. I don't know what that looks like. I'm pretty happy generally. I'm pretty happy generally, but I really just had something like switch in me recently. And it's just like, God, I've just got to change this part of my life. It would be really incredibly nice to have someone to share myself with. That would just be so cool. Anyway, so we'll see. What am I going to call this? I have no idea. Anyway, I appreciate you listening, and I'll be back with other ideas. And that's a wrap.